Good morning, this is Dave Blacklock and I'm reading from Genesis chapter 42 verses 1 to 21. Joseph and his brothers meet in Egypt. When Jacob learned that there was grain in Egypt, he said to his sons, "Why do you just keep looking at each other?" He continued, "I have heard that there is grain in Egypt. Go down there and buy some for us, so that we may live and not die." Then 10 of Joseph's brothers went down to buy grain from Egypt. But Jacob did not send Benjamin, Joseph's brother, with the others, because he was afraid that harm might come to him. So Israel's sons were among those who went to buy grain, for the famine was in the land of Canaan also. Now Joseph was the governor of the land, the one who sold grain to all its people. So when Joseph's brothers arrived, they bowed down to him with their faces to the ground. As soon as Joseph saw his brothers, he recognized them, but he pretended to be a stranger and spoke harshly to them. "Where do you come from?" he asked. "From the land of Canaan," they replied, "to buy food." Although Joseph recognized his brothers, they did not recognize him. Then he remembered his dreams about them and said to them, "You are spies. You have come to see where our land is unprotected." "No, my lord," they answered. "Your servants have come to buy food. We're all the sons of one man. Your servants are honest men, not spies." "No," he said to them, "you have come to see where our land is unprotected." But they replied, "Your servants were 12 brothers, the sons of one man who lives in the land of Canaan. The youngest is now with our father, and one is no more." Joseph said to them, "It is just as I told you. You are spies, and this is how you will be tested. As surely as Pharaoh lives, you will not leave this place unless your youngest brother comes here. Send one of your number to get your brother. The rest of you will be kept in prison, so that your words may be tested to see if you are telling the truth. If you are not, then as surely as Pharaoh lives, you are spies." And he put them all in custody for 3 days. On the third day, Joseph said to them, "Do this and you will live. For I fear God. If you are honest men, let one of your brothers stay here in prison, while the rest of you go and take grain back for your starving households. But you must bring your youngest brother to me, so that your words may be verified, that you may not die." This they proceeded to do. They said to one another, "Surely we are being punished because of our brother. We saw how distressed he was when he pleaded with us for his life, but we would not listen. That's why this distress has come upon us." Amen. Joseph is now the supreme governor of Egypt, in charge of all the Pharaoh's grain and his storehouses. And here are his brothers bowing down to him. God fulfills the dreams he gives us. Joseph had had this dream as a young teenager, but it took years of life schooling before it became a reality. Hang on to those dreams. God has work to do in you and in me and in the other people too. God is a God of timing. It has to be the right time in the right place, doing the right thing before our dreams become reality. Joseph needed transformation, as did his brothers. This chapter is a testing time. When you look back today, have you and I changed? Have we stopped doing things that displease God? Has our character changed for the better? Can people trust our words and actions? Joseph is testing them to see if they've changed. How will you and I fare under that kind of scrutiny? Let us pray. Father, we thank you of this story and of the way that our sins will find us out. And as Joseph sees his dream coming to fruition, we thank you that his life has already been changed. God has blessed him, used him, changed him. And now he seeks to see if his brothers have changed, because he's got love in his heart for each one of them. And so as we start out on our day today, help us to see your hand in our life. That as we are being transformed by his grace and mercy, we may see the life of Jesus shining through our lives. That when we are held to account, we might be able to see the transformations that because of Christ have taken place in our lives. For we ask it in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Have a great day.